The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We expect to have more to tell you about the story out of Yemen that the U.S.-born Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki has been killed by a U.S. drone strike. We're going to step away from that story for just a moment and talk about a phenomenon for workers in the United States, which you actually may be familiar with in your own career path. Being an intern, right? Great opportunity. See the world or maybe make a lot of coffee, type notes, basically do all the work that someone else doesn't want to do. The payoff might be a job down the road or some good connections to people in your chosen field, so you're willing to do a little grunt work in the pursuit of some networking skills later on down the road. But two interns are mounting what's sort of a civil rights lawsuit for the lowly intern. They're suing Fox Searchlight Pictures, Inc. for the unpaid work they did on the movie Black Swan, and they're hoping to bring a class action lawsuit against the company. Joining us now is their legal counsel, Elizabeth Wagoner. Elizabeth is an attorney with Outen and Golden, a firm that defends people on matters of worker practice in the workplace. Is that fair, Elizabeth?
Yep, that's fair. We advocate for employees' rights.
And I should disclose at the outset, I was once a client of yours, Elizabeth. I don't know if you're aware of that.
But I wasn't, but I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, long time ago. Give us a sense of what is at stake and what is the sort of legal basis for this lawsuit by interns.
Well, our lawsuit alleges that the plaintiffs, who were Eric Glad and Alex Footman, they were unpaid interns on Black Swan, and they performed productive, necessary work and should have been paid a wage. They did work that unpaid interns are doing throughout the entertainment and media industry, really, running items to and from the set, mundane secretarial work like filing documents, tracking petty cash and purchase orders, and even taking out the trash and delivering lunch orders. And that's productive work, and it must be paid.
All right. We talked with one of your clients. Here's Alex Footman sort of describing the situation that you laid out there.
I was working in the production office on Black Swan. Most of my duties involved administrative or clerical tasks, making photocopies, taking out trash. I spent a lot of time either in public transportation or in production vans, making runs to and from the set, making other kinds of deliveries. I delivered a birthday cake one time. I mean, my point isn't so much I'm not griping that these tasks were unimportant. It was more just that it was not educational at all. Work that could have been done in any sort of office environment.
It's Alex Footman, whose attorney is Elizabeth Wagoner, in a lawsuit against Fox Searchlight Pictures, Inc. Now, he's saying something that I'm wondering if it has a legal basis. He's saying that he didn't get much educationally out of this job, so therefore the grunt work, which sounds a little bit like typical intern tasks, was of no value to him, and he ought to get paid. Is that essentially what he's saying?
Well, it is what he's saying, and there's a strong basis in law for this. When an employee or, you know, an intern performs productive work, he must be paid. And the only exemption is when an intern is part of an educational or apprenticeship training program with an educational component. And that means that the internship is for the benefit of the student and, you know, not for the employer. And the intern can't displace regular employees. And here our lawsuit alleges that that's exactly what happened. If Fox Searchlight hadn't had these interns performing these tasks, they would have had to hire production assistants or other paid staff to do that work.
And essentially that value is something that really ought to be paid to these employees. We should note that we called Fox Searchlight Pictures, Inc. for comment. They did call us back, but they said they'd had no time to review or not enough time to review the lawsuit, and they declined to comment at this time. Elizabeth Wagoner of the firm Outen and Golden, you know, unions have long complained that internship programs are a way of, forestalling hiring, and unions have fought hard on some of these internship programs. Is that issue related to what's going on here, the expectation of your client, Alex, that he needed to get something for what he was doing?
Well, I think it's related in the sense that when you have a large entry-level labor pool in this country and with this level of unemployment that has to work for free in order to get their foot in the door, it does undercut wages for everyone. And, you know, whether that be union labor or just entry-level labor, I mean, obviously free is cheaper than, you know, paying $7.25 an hour. But I don't, it doesn't benefit the workers for that to be happening.
Were you ever an intern?
I was.
How would you distinguish your internship experience from your clients? And are you confident that you shouldn't have been paid?
Well, you know, I haven't thought about it too much, but, you know, I did work for a not-for-profit organization, I think, entirely. And there is an exception for volunteers who are working for a civic and charitable purpose. So the analysis is sort of muddied somewhat in that situation.
Finally, you know, arguments over the minimum wage talk about how if you actually put a hard and fast rule about a minimum wage, that excludes people who might be paid less than that, and that there's an argument by some conservative economists that what you really want is maximum participation in the workforce from zero wage all the way up to the top level. And if you force employers to pay interns, they'll simply just not participate in the program and that fewer people will have this sort of entry-level access. What do you make of that?
I don't think it's true at all, because if these people are performing productive work that has to happen on the set of this movie to make this movie happen, someone's got to do it. And, you know, people can't compete with free. It doesn't get cheaper than that. But someone has to be making the deliveries to set. Somebody's got to be performing the roles of an HR clerk. And I think it's impossible to say that something less than the minimum wage would make that work happen.
Well, it's an argument that may become a class action lawsuit against the company Fox Searchlight Pictures, two interns suing for not being sufficiently compensated for work they say they did that could have been done by others, and an educational promise that was not met to them in their internship program. Elizabeth Wagoner is attorney with Outen and Golden, represents two clients in that suit against Fox Searchlight Pictures Incorporated. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.